It's the Jeff Fox Show.
All kids get out of the room. All kids out of the studio. Because we got a, as they say, grown folk conversation right now. This is the Jeff Fox Radio Show. This is my author's corner right now. And we're going to dim the light and have a conversation with author LSO. Hello, LSO. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. It's so good to talk to you about your book, your CDs, and everything that you're doing. Welcome to the Jeff Fox Radio Show online, LSO. Nickname is Chocolate.
Yes.
You're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
And your books and your whole branding is on the side of what? What would you describe your work?
Erotic. Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Born and raised, yes.
Part of Brooklyn?
Brownsville.
Oh.
Never ran, never will.
Your affection for writing. How did that start?
I started writing in grade school, but it took a turn when I was in college, and I started writing erotica.
Have you always been fascinated with that subject?
Actually, yes. Yes, I have.
How did that start? Tell me about that.
It all happened back when I was young. I don't know. It's just something that I gravitated to.
Uh-huh.
And considering that there's a market for it.
Right.
And you can play around with it.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever it is you want.
It's great for the imagination.
Yes, it is.
It's exciting.
It can take you right where you need.
And you know what? It's life.
It is.
It's the spice.
Yes.
Of life, right?
The imagination is
spice.
Yeah.
And you seem like you have a lot of fun with life itself.
Yes.
And the spice. So you started to write erotica, right?
Yes.
Were you influenced by other authors before you got started in this genre?
Zane. I followed her and I read all of her stories.
Your first erotica publication was what?
This book right here, November 18th, 2013, Taste the Treats. But it actually started with the calendars first.
Tell me about the calendars. What was that?
The calendars back in 2002, I was asked to do an erotic calendar and I did it just for something to play around with. Each month has a different title, a different poem, and a different picture.
So the calendars are erotica.
Yes.
Okay. And how do folks get the calendars?
You can visit my website at www.treatsandthingslso.com.
And these calendars are still available every year.
Yes. Every year you'll be able to get it.
Have you gotten a following behind these calendars?
Actually, I do. I have a following behind the calendars and the books and the CD.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me about the CD. What is that?
The CD is me talking. I'm just reading poetry.
Tell us about that market and how you built that market.
I have people from all over. I have some from work, some from friends, some from friends. And when I'm out networking, I meet people. It just take off from there.
As a woman, this is empowerment, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's liberation, right?
Yes, it is.
And you really have a good time with this.
I sure do.
So with the calendar and the CD, and let's talk about the book that people can get. Tell us a little bit about this and what's the name of it?
The name of the book is called Taste and Treats by LSO.
Taste and Treats.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about this.
It has poetry from women to whoever, men to whoever, in general, and a diss.
Okay. Do these books help relationships and how do they help?
I had someone call in because 2 weeks ago I did a blog interview. And she said she was married for 15 years, and it actually helped in her bedroom in her marriage.
Do you see these books as next level movies or web broadcast or television? What do you see with these books?
I would love for it to just take on a life of its own and just move and do what it do.
How has it helped you personally?
When I go back and read it, I enjoy reading it, and I ask myself, where did I get this material from? And I'd always come up with the answer, I can't speak without counsel. So I'm sure it's somebody's reality.
And what advice would you give to another writer that may be thinking about this? What would you say?
Just step out and do it. You're the only one who can control what it is you want to do. And always keep a positive backing with you. Stay surrounded around people who are either going in your same direction or either doing positive things.
Now, with this type of content, how has it been as far as family support?
I have a lot of family support. And I have a lot of friendship support.
So they said, go ahead with your bad self.
They said, go ahead. And they all support me 100%.
And the response?
Excellent. I have a lot of positive feedback. And when I get the feedback, it just makes me smile to know that I have touched someone somewhere doing something.
So what are we going to do now?
I don't know what they going to do.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years with the content, the calendars, the book, the CDs? I see the brand is growing and going. So where do you see yourself in the next few years?
Well, my short-term goal is every year is to have a book out on the market. I don't know if I want to stick with the same genre of erotic poetry or inspirational, but as of now, erotic poetry has taken a life of its own. So possibly the next 5 years is to have the erotic book out, but also every year I will have a calendar out.
The most similar questions you get all the time from folks that come up to you, I know they ask you questions. What do they ask you?
When did I start writing? Why did I start writing? Does any of the information in there belong to me? Have I tried anything? And I would always say, take the information and make it your own. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. It's just your way, and enjoy doing it.
What do the men say?
The men like it because a female is open enough to speak on subjects that they're unable to talk with their mate regarding. Instead of trying to bring it up, they can give them the book and tell them to read that or ask, can they do that? And I also ask them questions as well because in my brain start processing for maybe the next poem.
Mm-hmm.
You have to network. You have to get yourself out there and be known.
And so if folks go to your website, they'll be able to hear some of the poetry.
Yes.
Yeah, because we can't do it here. You can't do it here, y'all. But I will be going to the website. What would you tell your fan base listening in now if there's anything that we missed?
When you read the book, make it about you, make it about your mate, and enjoy it. Like I said, there's no right way, there's no wrong way, it's just your way. And have fun with it. If you have any questions, you can always email or you can leave a comment. I will get back to you either way.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you again. We're looking forward to your events. You know, it sounds exciting. It sounds like you have a lot of fun and a lot of friends. And you seem like where you go, they want to go. Is that true?
Yes.
Are you the life of the party? I envision if there's a party or a barbecue going on, it doesn't start until you walk in. Oh, it's going down now. It's on and popping. Chocolate's in the house. That's what I see.
Well, sometimes it can happen like that.
Well, you're a lot of fun, so we're going to roll. All the best to you. Everyone, look at the links at the bottom. Go to the website. Follow LSO. Follow my good friend Chocolate because she's got so much going on. Do you have any events coming up?
In April, I'm going to have a promotion at Inkwell in Lower Manhattan. In May, I'm working on engagement in Ohio.
Oh, go ahead with your bad self.
In June, I'll be in Newark Book Fair.
Wow.
In July,
it's
I'll be at the Harlem Book Fair. Yes.
Everybody want to get their freak on, don't they?
Well, somebody doing something. Well, actually, I can say in our exercise class, because I'm also in a boot camp, it's called Fantasy Fitness, we actually exercise to poetry sometimes.
That's good.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Come back and see us soon.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
Like next week.
Okay.
Thank you, LSO.
Thank you.
All the best to you. Get the books, get the calendars, get the CD, everybody. It's really going to spice up your life. This is the Jeff Fox Radio Show Online.